Finding a posture that for you embodies a feeling of being strong. And that could be standing, it could be sitting. And if you're sitting, you might want today give a particular emphasis on sitting upright, relaxed and upright at the same time. So taking a moment to settle in this posture and then relax. Taking a deep in-breath and a slow out-breath. Another one. And see if you can let go some tensions with the out-breath. Continuing to take some more mindful breaths and see if you can focus on the beginning of the in-breath, the middle, the end, the little pause, and the same for the out-breath, every single part of it. Being present as much as you can. And feeling the contact points of your body with the ground, if you're standing and sitting. And if you're sitting with the chair. Allowing this to help you embody the feeling of strength that we are going to cultivate in this meditation. By feeling grounded, grounded in the earth or in your chair. So taking a moment to feel those contact points and at the same time, these feelings of groundedness. Knowing that this can be the basis where you can return to at every moment of your day when things get hectic or stressful. You can come back to this feeling of being grounded in the earth, in the chair. And checking in with your body, how things are this morning. Feeling the sensations in the body. Noticing where there are some tensions. And if there is a possibility to let go of them. So softening your face. Part between your eyebrows, your jaws, your tongue. And if you like, bringing a smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth. And checking in with your shoulder area. And if you notice some tensions there, see if there's a way of letting go with the out breath. And becoming aware of your chest area, noticing what's present there. Allowing it to soften. Also your belly. Softening the belly and the pelvis, where we also often hold quite some tensions. Bringing awareness to your back and noticing if there is a way of letting go a little here. And finally, feeling your arms until your hands, softening the hands. And then ending this short body scan by becoming aware of your legs all the way down to your feet. And again, getting in touch with this grounding feeling as your feet touch the ground. And when you're ready, bringing to mind a situation in your life when you felt strong. And that could be a moment when you stood up for someone or for yourself. It could also be a moment when you endured a difficult situation, like for example, going through this pandemic. Could be a moment when you were in wilderness, facing some dangers, or it could be more psychological difficulties. And see if you don't get lost in the story, but rather tap into this feeling of being strong. So calling up one situation. It could be even that it's the current situation. And noticing some aspects of being strong. How does it feel in your face as you recall this experience of being strong? What kind of expression of your face do you recall? Any gestures, any body sensation? Calling up as good as you can and refreshing this image of you being strong. And embodying it in your posture. So sitting in this, in a way, or standing, that embodies a feeling of being strong. Sense of determination, of being in control, of knowing that you can face this situation. And if there are feelings of not being so strong and blame or other more negative thoughts, you can notice them. But then decide to come back to a feeling of being strong. Where you can anchor yourself in the grounding points with the earth. And if you're sitting in the chair. Using your breath to breathe in this feeling of being strong. Breathing out any other feelings of helplessness that you might want to let go of. As good as you can, enriching this feeling of being strong. Noticing the emotion or emotions that are related to it. Such as confidence or calm. Determination. Noticing if there is any impulse in your body of maybe sitting more upright or an expression in your face. And whenever you get distracted, refreshing the image of being strong, or maybe even calling up another situation. You could also imagine a sort of fence or protection or wall around you that protects you from any harm. And you, only you, are the one who decides what gets through this wall. It could also help to imagine allies on your side who help you to be strong, if this is something that helps you. Friends or families or any spiritual figure or teachers, knowing that you are not alone in this. And continuing to breathe with this feeling of being strong, determined, in control of whatever you can control. Letting go of what you cannot control. Anchoring yourself in the ground and the seat and your breath. Breathing with this feeling of being strong. Strong like a mountain, or like a big tree firmly anchored in the ground. Whatever image helps you to embody this feeling of being strong. And knowing how this is relevant for you in the current times of uncertainty, knowing that you can tap into this feeling at any moment, and letting this feeling of being strong sink into you as you sink into it. Like golden dust or gentle warm rain or water in a sponge, letting it transform your brain to the better. And finally, only sitting or standing here, feeling strong, aware of your breathing. Wherever you feel it most. strong and calm. Ready to face whatever life throws at you. Equipped with the resources which are needed. And if you like, bringing up a gentle smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth. Taking a few very deep conscious breaths. And letting go of this meditation and slowly opening your eyes. If you like, adding a little stretch or any other movement that your body asks for as a transition into your life.